Egypt and Nigeria are sharing storylines. A small investment can give orphans a future. And one group's in a race against the clock. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Egypt's streets are running red in the wake of Friday's Day of Rage. Deadly clashes continued between the Muslim Brotherhood and security forces. When it was all said and done, churches were burnt, as were Christian homes and businesses. Sat7's Rex Rogers says church leaders are urging believers not to retaliate. What they're saying sounds eerily like what the Nigerian church has been saying in the wake of Boko Haram's attacks.
We're Christians. How do you turn your other cheek in a society like this when someone kills your brother or someone burns down your church?
Now, Sat7 is a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. Their programming provides biblical answers to questions like these. A side effect? Unity.
There are people in places like Morocco who are praying for people in Syria. They're praying for Egypt that's upside down and sideways right now. They're praying for the church. They're praying for Christian brothers. They care. There are people now in Iraq who are now praying for people in Egypt because they get it.
Want to stoke the prayer furnace? We've got links at our website. Next, survivors of June's severe flooding in India are at risk again, this time to human trafficking. Traffickers target the vulnerable, and that usually starts with somebody. And that usually starts with someone the victim knows. C.H. Dyer of Bright Hope International says Sadia was kidnapped by people she trusted.
For 2 years, they trapped her, and they kept her captive, and they moved her around, and they used her, and they made money off of her.
But Sadia's one of the few lucky ones. She managed to call her brother, who in turn contacted Bright Hope.
They set up plans, contacted the police, and they rescued Sadia. They arrested these leaders, the man and his wife and the others who were running this brothel.
Now Satya's taking steps toward recovery in Bright Hope's safe house. She's hearing the gospel and learning about Christ's redemptive power.
Pray for Satya right now. 30 seconds of just asking Jesus to come and make himself real to her.
This is Mission Network News. Back in January, we told you about the Southern Baptist International Mission Board School of Prayer initiative. Last month, it kicked off, and the first graduating class emerged this month armed with the tools and the know-how to stoke a prayer furnace wherever they are. Classes are held at the IMB's Missionary Training Facility near Richmond, Virginia. And even though the first class just graduated, new ones are forming now. Want to join them? Check our website for details. Elsewhere, is $32 worth it for your child's future? Well, August means back to school shopping. But for orphans around the world, no school supplies means no school. Uneducated kids are more likely to be victimized and struggle with developing communication skills. $32 can change that. Mission Backpack with Orphan Outreach is collecting money for backpacks, school supplies, and Bibles. Orphan Outreach teams then deliver the backpacks and share God's love. You can donate at our featured links. And one ministry is in a race against the clock. President and CEO of Bethany Christian Services, Bill Blackwire, says they've only got 6 months to find parents for special needs children in China.
When we hear the term special needs or a physical or mental impairment, we always think the worst. But there's a whole range here of those special needs.
If they don't get adopted, the kids face a bleak future.
They either will go out on the street and maybe will have some kind of minimal job from the government, or they will beg. And there's always a potential that the child could be exploited, whether that's for labor or sex work or something of that nature.
Have room in your family for one more? Well, there's more on this story at missionnetworknews.org. Pray that whether or not these children find families, they learn about their Heavenly Father and His love for them. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get Josh Wilson's new CD when you support Mission Network News. It's part of the M&N Wake Me Up Summer, reminding Christians to wake up and share Christ in everyday experiences. Call 1-800-995-4828 with your best gift, and I'll send you a Josh Wilson CD. Or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.